In the Parsha Zemar, amongst the many, many nyanim that are discussed, one inyan here is a very core inyan, is the inyan of Mum, the Parshas of Mumim, which is Negia to Adam. That's one. He says, Kalisha Shabay Mum La Yikrov, and an entire period of Mumim. The halacha of mumin applies to korbanis as well, obviously. And we learn one from the other in many ways. So we have a parasha of mumin, say by Adam, and say by Behema. We also have, interestingly enough, at the end of the parasha, we have a small parasha which is sort of nivla between other inyanim, and that is the parsha of Chayv L'Mazik. So it says, "V'ish ki yake kol nefesh Adam mois yumos." If a person hits somebody, kills somebody, he dies. Then it says, "Make nefesh behema yishalmena." If you kill a behema, so that's a second halacha. And then it says, V'ish ki yitein mumba misoi, kashasa ken yasaloi. And then it says, Maka behema yishalmena, or Maka adam yumas. So the Rashi says, Maka behema, over here is talking about if somebody makes something, some sort of wound in a behema. So it's interesting. The yake is used for killing. Maka nefesh behema is used for killing a behema, and maka behema is used for damaging a behema, and maka adam yomus is used for hitting a parent. In Adam, it says v'ish ki ten mumba misoi kashasa ken yosaloi. So, why doesn't it say same thing as maka? If damaging, hurting, killing is called makah, which seems all along the lashon using, makah nefesh behema in this context means even if you do something, or makah behema shalmena is even if you chayv on the behema, doesn't have to be killing it. And so why not say v'ish ki yaka misa kasha ken yaseloi, you pay the tsar ripui sheva zubayisha sheva tach sheva, same thing. There's a new inyan called mum. Kasheitin mum ba'adam ken yinasim boy. Doesn't say kasheika adam ken huka. It's a redavahu. It's something yotzim in our parasha. That this is by adam, we talk about a mum, and everything else we talk about being maka. It's also very different in terms. One is a pu'ula, and one is a toitzah. The maka means for doing something to the animal or to the person, if it's aviv, whereas yitiboy mum is something that results, and that's something that we need to understand. So there's a parash here of mum adam, and in hilchas chayv l'mazik, that's the core of being mazik a person, and we need to understand that concept of mum as well. So we have an inyan of mumin that is shayach to adam, to adam in b'teres kayin. We have mumin that shaykh to an animal ve'krava, and then we have mumin that is in chayv l'mazik. Also the understanding of the chisorin of a mum, say by a kohen makriv and say by behema that's nikrav, we tend to kind of wonder. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at chitzonius, and all that counts is the pnimius. And what's the problem of having a mum? It's so Rishonim all say b'choloshim for people. We're not impressed with it. And if we see a kohen as a bal mum, it will be moirid kvoit shemayim in our eyes. Another hesber is hakrevena for pechasecha. If in our terms it's not nice, it's not nice klapi shemayim, and so on. Those are all sorts of different hesberim on mum. But I'd like to understand also, there's a very interesting, if you look at it, there's interesting madregas in what a mum is. In an oif, there's no din of mum, there's a din of tamus. Tamus versus chasa. So if it's a mechuseva, it's a problem. But if the eyes don't look right, bigger, smaller, all these things, in an oif they don't passel. In a behema, that passels. In Adam, you have four more mumim, a few more mumim that passel. A cheresh, a shoyte, a nichpe, all sorts of derangements of the mind are also mumim. So how does that? So how do we define a mum? Behema, we define in an oif we define a mum one way. In a behemoth, we define a mum a second way, in Adam a third way, really. So what's the shem kololi of mum? The word mum, the Ksava Kabbalah, brings a pasuk in Eov. Yisipanav mi mum, meaning he wasn't missing anything. The word mum means chisar. So that would be the closest. So what's called a chasa? So why by an oif? In what sense? If the word chasa means an entire eva, it should mean that. If the word chasa means some sort of something not in its place, mum should mean that. What's the lashon? How do we define mum in a way that would be the same tfis and same havana in everyone? We used to think of mum as a physical mum, and all of a sudden you have a mum and a cheresh and a shayta and a nichpe. That's more than between oif and behemoth. This thing sort of throws us off. There's a chazal over here. It says it's a chazal in Parshas Tzav. It says over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Reb Abba Bayudin. Kol ma shepasak HaKadosh Baruch Hu bibehema hirshe ba'adam. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu passeled in a behema, he was mashina adam. Passel bibehema iveres ayshav ayhoretz ayabelas. In a behema iveres ayshav ayhoretz ayabelas apostle, vihirshe ba'adam leiv nishba v'nitke. And he was mashina adam leiv nishba v'nitke. So, 2 points. First of all, what about Iveris, Echorus, Yabelas? I mean, it's obviously only the word shover that we have a lumas, a lev nishba v'nitke. Also, I mean, what's the mechum of the drasha here? Was one or the other? Arab, it's very interesting. The Shem Yishmol points out, he says it as pshat in the havamina. But really, it leaves a little bit of a shaila in the maskana. The halacha is that someone who's an oinan can't be makriv. Why? Because he's shaver, because he's not besimcha. It needs to be the person being makriv needs to be besimcha. So if an oinan who's betzim not besimcha is pasul. So there is he's a broken person, and so a shaver in Adam is pasul. So how do you reconcile Leib Nishba V'nitke with Oina? Omer Alexandria, Hedit Azeh, Imisham Shu Bekeim Shvurim Gnayuloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klei Tashmishoi Shvurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses broken Kelim. Shenem HaKrova Shen Shvalev, Oifel Shvalev, Estak Shval Ruach, Zivel Kim Ruach Nishbar, Leib Nishba. So why isn't that Rabbah? So why can't you bring all the junk? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so thrilled with Kelim Shvurim, so I have a Shaila. We have two big parshas of Mumim. Sai Mumim Behema, Sai Mumim Adam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Klita Shmisho Shvurim, no. So what's the? So why not have all of the all of those in Yonim Mutta? You see, everything, every type of Mum is possible, except for. Except for the one thing that's Leiv Nishba. So explain, so what's the sweeping statement? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Klei Tashmisha Yishvurim. Well, I mean, it's Arab. We need to find a teretz for the exception of Shvur Leiv. So let's try a little bit to understand here the inyan of the mumin over here. and so on. A koyin, it says, is deal lekovadol sefaras. Bigde kahuna deal lekovadol sefaras, and that's where you see, that's where there's a tremendous kpeda on Aaron, on the kohanim have to be menukim imum. Sanhedrin also says mum einbach. Sanhedrin can't be. What's the inyan? Where's the chisar and the chalois of mum in these places? So let's try to understand the mohus of mum. For instance, let's take another example, and we'll get a sense of it. It's there's one of the things that you pay by oynas mefates pegam, and it says that the pegam is how much is worth less b'teiras abula than a psula. So the Gemara says, why? How do you evaluate it? By a shifcha. What's the difference in the price and shifcha psula and bula? So the Gemara asks, l'may nafkamina. I mean, she works just the same. And the Gemara answers the teretz. The Gemara gives the teretz. It's a gear for an eved that you want to karas ruach. I want to be typhus a little bit here, the nekuda. A person has in the musig of in the kalim that a person has. For instance, let's give an example. If a person has in all the inyanim we have, in all the things that we have the chayma shaboy and the tzura shaboy. There are kalim where the chayma shaboy is the ikar. So if a person takes a hammer, lamashal, let's give an example. A person takes a hammer. It's a big hammer. It's a sledgehammer. It's let's say it's I don't know, the head of it is 6 inches wide, and you give a zetz, it can break down a wall. Fine. Let's say somebody chips away a little bit of the outside. Instead of being 6 inches wide, it's now 5 inches wide. How much chisaron is there? 1/6. In other words, 1/6 times you can work out the area. You can work out, but tachlis, he's going to have less power, directly proportional to what it is that he chipped off. Very simple. So if someone were to ask you a wall that's a grill, gazes, kvisin, a wall that's 3 feet thick, what can it do? It can insulate X amount. It can stop noise X amount. It can withstand. It can withstand a pushing X amount. What happens if it's half that width? Mistava that it'll go half. Well, there might be some differences in the width and the height. Fine, but tachlis, in direct proportion to what you took away, that is what is going to be left. So those in yonim that in the world that are totally in chaymer. We can say the optimal amount for a wall is to be 3 feet thick. That gives you total insulation from heat and cold and noise and protection if anybody pushing in. Anything less than that is proportionately less amount of protection. Let's say somebody buys a computer and they tell them it's very, very good. It's mamash a gvaldika model. It's missing about 10% of the pieces. How much good does it do? Does it do 90% of computing? It does zero. Even if it's missing 1%, assuming it's not a frill, which is not really part of a computer, if it's missing anything, it's missing everything. Why? The reason is because the computer's use. It's not the chaymish aboy, it's not the physical volume of the metal and the glass and so on, it's a tsura. In other words, putting the pieces together gives you another entity that is the product of all the pieces. But no, each piece itself doesn't have its own, the piece of wire 3 inches long doesn't supply a 3 inch long wire in the final product. It provides a pathway for something or somewhere else. It doesn't have its own mitzias, but it's mitzdarif to all the other pieces to create a new mitzias. So those inyanim in the world that are beikar chayma, or the mitzias is kol kuli for the chayma shaboy, then we speak in terms of chisarin. If it's chaser, because that's really what's it, is it missing? Is it not missing? The effect of the chisarin is directly effect is an effect of how much is missing. Let's take an example. Imagine a person buys, he has a big suda smitzvah, and he buys a whole cow. So machnas orchim, he buys a big par, and he shechts the cow, and the butcher is not so honest, or let's say a little bit less, or a mistake, and he forgot to send the liver also. So what are we missing? A few pounds of meat. He forgot to send this piece, that piece, what other piece. So he's missing. So it's chaser. That's what it is. It's a chaser. So I paid for behemoth and was chaser a certain percentage. If I'm looking for a live cow and I'm missing a psashtik liver, then I'm not missing the liver. The whole thing is gone. I can be missing. I can slice off a piece of meat someplace that's not doesn't affect it. So then it's not part of the atzmis of the cow. But anything that is part and parcel of it, even if it's missing a foot, it can live without it. But it's whole mitzias. It's not. It doesn't function as a cow. It can't graze. You have to feed it. You have to bring it food. I have destroyed the tzurish haboy. So in inyanim where chaymer is the toichin, then the chaymer is measured in kamus, and chisarin is measured in chaser. In terms where there is a tzurish haboy, then the whole tzura is missing, then any prat that's part of it, if it's part of it and it's missing, the whole tzura is missing. It's like a painting. What does it take, if a person has a wall painted, what does it take to make the wall not so nice? There has to be quite a few scratch marks and scuff marks and hand marks. It takes a quite a bit of damage that you should say, you know, I need a new painting. It's gone. But if I have a painting of a great artist, and the greater the artist, a mashahu off it is not the same thing. You can make an almost replica of it. If it's missing a mashu shemashu, I don't have it. And the mela, the whole thing is gone. So we have chisroinus in the world of chayma, and mum in the world of tzura. Each oifis are considered a smaller level of bria. The Gemara says since oifis are created min arekak, so it's a lighter, it's not quite the same dag of bria as a behema. Shchitose is with one simen, but therefore its mitzias is there in as long as it has all of its avarim. That's the tzura kolola shaboy. A balchai, a behema, is a stronger bria. It has a greater manifestation of life. And that's why it's not only there is a tsura of a behema that's chal in the protim, in the pirte evarim also. So behema that the pirte evarim are disfigured, something is missing mitzad the tsura shaboy. It doesn't present the same tsura, and therefore it's lacking in it. It also b'metzias like we don't notice an oif in the pratim shaboy. That's the metzias shaboy. So whenever our impression of an oif is, if it's missing a wing, it's missing a wing. But in the pratim shaboy, it's not something that the ayin adam is teifis. Our tzura is the birds flying, so it flies. It has wings, has feet, it's flying. A behema, we sense its details more, and therefore its tzura is through its details, and anything missing is missing. Tzuras adam is more than the tzura klolis that emanates from the Ivarim. The ha'aras panim of a person is the ufyoi, the ziv of the Adam. That's that the Gemara says different on Shabbos. Chazal say different on Shabbos than different on the weekdays. Adam has a certain ha'aras panim. That's the shleimus of his tzura. So if we take together the pirtei Adam, so an Adam who is not a bar das, when a person looks at a balchai, since the das is not mitstarif to its tzura, the das doesn't affect its tzura, and the meila, since there's no ha'aras, there's no chokhmas Adam tari panav on a balchai. The lack of chachma doesn't diminish the horus pan of balchai. There's no horus pan. This is what it is. It's a balchai. It's the feet, the wings, and the eyes. Everything is okay, so that's okay. Masha'inkin in Odom, where the shleimus of tzuras Odom, his ziv and his hodder, lies in the shleimus of the das sheboy. If a person is a chassid das, he also doesn't look right. There's something about him we sense immediately. You don't, most of the time, you don't have to give a person an IQ test to sense. If a person is a serious chassadeya, as if he's a shaita, if it's a halachic shaita, a look at the panim tells you it doesn't have the ziv of tzuras Adam, and b'meila it's chassa. So the hadraga, mum, means a chisarin in the tzura rather than a chayma, and that's why it varies between tzura to tzura in each one. The Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, Beis Hamikdash, the Kayan, Karbanis, all of these in Yanim were in Yanim where the tzura was a lot more important than a chayma. Let's understand it in the Pratim Shabbai. The inyanim of the Mishkan, Voya Mishkan Echad, we saw, is when you snap together the pieces, it creates a shleimus on which there's Hashrua Shechina. In other words, Hashrua Shechina is the Echetimtza. Just like if you built the computer right, when you plug it in, the screen will light up and it's going to function. That's the proof that you've put the pieces correct together. And if you messed up one, if you put one battery with reverse the plus and the minus, thing doesn't work. So the shleimus sheboy is nika through a chalois. Any place where we talk about Ashra Shechina, we talk about a dover sholem that has in itself a chalois. It has in itself a chalois of something on top of it. By Aaron, when we learned a few weeks ago, when they went through the miluim and the Yom HaShmini, and there was no Hashras Shechina, so he felt terrible. In other words, the Mishkan that doesn't have Hashras Shechina something was wrong. It's pogum somewhere. A person does a different mitzvah. A person eats matzah. So the achilas matzah is the maisa mitzvah, and therefore, if a person has more kavana, less kavana, this kavana, that kavana. It's like the Shaheim speaks about it. Those are toisefes to the ikker. They are like perks, so to speak. But the ikker maisa mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah. So achilas kezayis of matzah, as long as you're doing it for achilas kezayis of matzah, is it accomplishes what matzah is supposed to accomplish. Matoivim anoyim, and how wonderful it is if you can put much more to it. But that is it. Karbonis, it's a lertzoinchem. There's lishma, there's psul machshava. The whole parish of psul machshava is in karbanis. Whether it's pigel, whether it's lishma, shalei lishma, and lerotzen, lat lerotzen, all of these in yanim are shayach specifically to karbanis, because in karbanis the to'elis is the ritzu shabai. So it's just like, always give the mashal, if I'm a carpet and I fix your chair, whether I'm grumpy or surly and couldn't, you know, overcharge, but the chair is fixed, and it's done. It's nicer if it's done with the Zeir Panim office, but it is. Mashenkin and Matana that I give to be Yotzei Chavasi, grumpily, upset, is not a Matana. Because Matana is a chetimtza for some sort of tzura. Korbanis is a chetimtza for Ratzin. And the Ashra of Ratzin is only Shayach when the Pratim come together. And the Machshava is, what comes out of it is the Machshava Shaboy. Sai mitzidenu, and sai de nachasura klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Kayin, so Mumin is relevant over there, because Mumin is something which is lax in the Toyar. The covenant of Eres, all of those inyanim are inyanim that are mitstarif together for the something to be chal on it. When I see something mechubedik, the word mechubed, the word tiferes, is something that's chal on a tzura. Chazak is chal on a prat. Godol is chal on a prat. But tiferes, kovid, is chal on the whole tzura. It's magnificent. It's dignified. It's grand and it's royal. All these inyan are chal on that. Sanhedrin, interesting enough, also has a din of menukah mimumin, a balmumis pasul. So it says in Sanhedrin, a lakim nitzav badas kale, that there's ashra shchina there. In other words, any time when the pieces are supposed to fit together to give something more, that's when we have a lakim nitzav badas kale. We have a musig of mum. The by Maka Adam, so the pasuk distinguishes very clearly between three different inyanim. In a behema, at the end of the day, it's chaymer. Even the behema that I want to use for working lamashal, or a horse to run to in a race. But b'choloifin, at the end of the day, it's money. It all boils down to money. It's nothing more than a money. So making a mum in a behema is a loss of money. And that's why it's all called makah. Sometimes makah nefesh, or sometimes just makah behema. When a person is makah chmanatzan over imay, over there, it's not what you did. I mean, even if you did no damage, you just made a chabolah, but it's the pe'ul of hakor that's the problem is, not the effect. So all of those in yanim are referred to in the psukim over here as makah. Adam, if I disfigure a person, then every sense of the word, I'm matal mum in the person. In other words, and if you listen to the pasuk, look at what the pasuk is telling us. Meikar Adin, it says if a person makes a mum in a person, so should be done in him. Why? What's the inyan? Because if I cause you a loss of money, then you can pay for it. L'chatchila, I cause you loss. Let's say I destroyed every last behemah of yours. I went into your barn, took every behemah, shechted it, and roasted it. So I caused you money. I didn't cause you behemahs. So certainly tashlumin. Mum, I cause you. Let's say I crippled somebody. Chas v'shalom. So yes, there's a loss of money, but a person who is handicapped, a person who has less than the tzuras adam, I'm not talking about just physical walk, but if a person can't run anymore, a person can't walk, those are all, adam has a tzura. So I was megareya from tzuras adam, that be'etzem should never be able to pay back with money. It's not only monetary loss I cause. I was, just like if I kill somebody, then I deserve to be killed, because nefesh benefesh, I there's no money that can pay for a nefesh. Mum in tzuras adam is equivalent. It's mechas leHakadosh Baruch Hu, and it's for other reasons that he said you can pay for it. But mum is something that meikah is not payable. The Torah gave us devices, nezek, tzar, ripu, sheves, boishes, but it's not shaykh to any, to it's be'etzem not shaykh. A behema, it's only payment. I was very fond of this cow, I liked it, gave a lot of milk. So pay more for it. It's not, at the end of the day, it all boils down to money. Masha'in Kain, when you're talking about inyanim of Tzuras Adam, I was megarei at Tzuras Adam. Rav Ron Gudzinski, he was the last mashkiach in Sabotka. He was a giant of a person. And he died in the ghetto of Kiddush Hashem. And the Nazis caught him, and they beat him up terribly. And he was in the hospital, and then they burnt the whole hospital down. He was Rav Elbeschwer, and he also wrote some of his thoughts about what needed tikkun in that door in the ghetto, Sinteres Avraham. Back upon him, the Rav Avraham was very disturbed when he was laying in hospital, and he said what bothered him was the hashchosis tzuris adam. In other words, the destroying tzuris adam was his tsar. The tsar of the asiyas mum in a person is nidin as a mum, and be'etzem mi ikar adin, it could only be paid back with ken yasaboy. The Torah said it's money for whatever reason. Al kaponim. So we have here a parasha in the Torah of mumin, which is a gilui, an understanding that just like there's chisorin in the world of chayma, there's mum in the world of tzura. Any time where the tzura is the ikar, lamashal, the Beis Hamikdash, Karbonis, and so on, and Adam in his shleimus, that's where you done it in the world of mumin apostle, and so on. It's lamashal. Let's take some other nyanim. By Adam, I have to pay for boishes. So nezek, tsar, ripui, and sheves, those are in yanim of money. I have to pay for a doctor. I can't earn money. I've lost some work capacity. Tsar is something that's not quite that way. But boishes is a chisorin in the tsuras adam. The only thing that got affected is the tsuras adam. An animal has no boishes. You couldn't, I didn't lose anything, it doesn't physically hurt me, but it's not physical. But boishes is a pgam in tzuras adam. Temporary pgam, but it's a pgam in tzuras adam. Pgam, by Nairish and Spatata, by Anusa. So pgam is, so that's a chazal say, by an eved, there's no pgam. Because in the world of a person as a balchai, an eved is a person as a balchai, they can work just as well whether it's a psula or bula. What's the difference? And so the Gemara says, the nasis kores ruach to an eved, that he wants him to tell him a tam psula. But Chazal said, in eved, there is no equivalent, because where's the pagam over there? So there's a pagam in the tsura of the isha, as a psula, as a bula, and Chazal needed to find an equivalent for it to be able to evaluate it. I want to go back to the Chazal over here about the Akash Baruch Hu took Lev Nishba Venitke and so on. What's the pshat? So let's go back to our question. We asked, if Balmum is chasen everything, what do Chazal mean, Lev Nishba Venitke? What are they bringing out over here? It's only Lev Nishba. And what's the mashal of a kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like a kli shavu, but Melech doesn't like kli shavu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtamish a kli shavu, and so on and so forth. Let's take a mashal, and we'll be able to understand it. Imagine that I have a tremendously big company, and it does a tremendous amount of business and all sorts of things going on, and I'm looking for somebody to head a major division. So somebody will bring me a person and say, this person is a wonderful, bright man, honest man, all my lesmid is tevis, but he's very, very unassertive. He's very nebbish, can't assert himself, can't balbatava, can't do anything like that. So it's puzzle. The tzura of somebody running a division is somebody that has ginun and malchus. He can run it and assert himself. Let's say somebody comes along and tells me, I have somebody who has all the miles and he's very assertive and he's so ambitious that he might try to push you out. So that's a chisorin. because klapi tachtoinim, klapi the one under him, the assertiveness is the maila. Klapi his zustel to that which is on top of him, his maila is achno. So the shleimus of the tzura of the person is on the one hand the melech on the tachtoinim, those underneath him, and the evet talyonim, talyonim. That would be the shleimus of the tzura in such a case. If a person's tzura, let's take another example. If a person has a shoe, a mushel, so the shoe needs the sole needs to be thick and strong, and not give way from anything, and so on. That's very good. So it means if I walk over sharp rocks, I'm not going to feel it. And if it walks in hot sand, I'm not going to feel it, and so on and so forth. But if the inside is also as tough as the outside, then my foot's going to be hurt. It's like walking on a piece of metal. A steel would be arguably the best sole on the shoe, but it would kill your foot. It would do the same thing. So I need something, and usually the way it's done is by a double layer, because it's not shayach, a tachas asim one. The outside of it should be very, very strong and completely inflexible and not giving. The inside, without my foot, should take on the shape of my foot. A custom-made inside is exactly, it has a valley wherever my foot has a protrusion. That's the right fit, so that it gives way to wherever I'm asserting, wherever my foot, so to speak, is asserting itself, that's where it's giving way. That's the Shleimus Shaboy. The tzura of an akeva is not chaseira. She is the makabel of Adam, so the mela of Ish, and that's the shleimus of the nekeva. So she's the aim kol chai, and yet she is meish lekocha, and her shleimus lies in that she's a chasa klape de zacher. The metzias, since going back again to the mohus of mum, the mohus of mum is something where the chisaron lies in the tzura shaboy, and b'meila the tzuras Adam is a double tzura. Adam is the melech on the world. He's the redu. He's the kifshua. He's the shulton on the world, and anything that's chasa in his kavod and tiferes and tzuras Adam is going to be lacking. It's going to be lacking in Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Masha Shechinasi on it. The whole tzura has to come back. Adam, who was Sholem, was the shleimus of Tiferes, was the shleimus of Yoifi. That's all klape the world down. Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shleimus of the tzuras Adam, is the shleimus of is the Lev Nishba. If a person, we ask the Kasha, why is it if a person is an oval, an oinon, he can't eat kachim, and if it's Lev Nishba, it's chatchila, that's what it's supposed to be. The teretz is, if my problem is mitzidi, me as Suras Adam and the Bria have been wounded, I've lost somebody, so I am crippled, I'm wounded, that I'm missing something. And that's like in Shleimus, I don't have the yifi and the ziv and the hada. A person who is bitzar is choshcha enough. His mara is not kitmol til shulshay. But klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shviras leiv leumas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shleimus Adam. The famous Vertel from the Kotsky said, "There's nothing as whole as a broken heart. There's nothing as sholem as a leiv shover." That's what Chazal here say. Because Tzuras Adam is not the melech on the world alone, it's the melech on the world and the avda kabakutra brichu, So the shleimus of Tzuras Adam is the assertion klapei tachtonim and the kabbalas oil klapei elyonim. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishtamish with kelim shvurim means that he wants the kelim shtel tzut to himself. The kli needs to, it's shavur klapei pnim, not klapei chutz. So just like if a person has a shoe, use a muscle, shalom, not doing, but the chutz of a shoe should look, a person who has some problem with his foot, the chitzonius of it should be as shalom as possible. The pnim is stolz suit to the foot or suit to a person and so on. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world so that the shvira is what gives the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tfisa. In as much as a person sees himself as a chaser, that's the closer he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzadat. So let's just put it together. So we have here an extraordinary understanding of Tzuras Adam, an understanding of the shleimus of Adam. What are we striving for? There's this is what I don't like. In the Pizmin of Bar Yochai, it has Nasa Adam Bavarecha Nemar. That Nasa Adam was made for somebody like Hashem Bar Yochai was a shleimus. Adam is not the sum of each part of his. That each part of his, in summation, is a varim evarim, and the tzura of Adam is much bigger. It's only when everything comes together. When we think, when we put down ourselves a goal of avodah shleimus, and as far as we speak about shleimus. So we understand shleimus in quantity. Okay, you know what? 100%. It's like somebody getting on a test of 95. It's nice. It's very, very nice. Yes, it's nice to get 100. But you don't have to be mitzvah if somebody got a 96 consistently. It's very, very good. And the person need not feel bad about it. If a person was aiming for $100,000 and got $96,000, it's a percentage that we feel very, very comfortable with, and it's not and saying about it's Hashem, we say, listen, 100%, okay, I'm holding at 90%. I'm missing 10%. That's on a very low darga. That's when you look at it as a varim evarim. Tzuras Adam is such that when 100% of the pieces are in place, there's a whole new tzura. I want to bring it down some of the lemaisim. None of us ever thinks and believes that we're going to be 100%. It's absurd. I mean, if Hashem Rechai is the model, so where are we? I mean, that's not what we're talking about. But there's an element of a person, each person kifid argosai, will say, in Talmud Torah I have this level, in this I have this and this. Is there a darga at which it all comes together? Is there some common denominator which I can say, yes, my davening, my learning, my acting with other people, my zeros and mitzvahs, all together, snap together at a level where it's not just I can point out the milas of a person, but I can say, there's a person there, a person of darga A, a person of darga B, understanding that what we're aiming for is not bits and pieces that add up in some sort of cheshbon. Davening is worth 3 points, learning is worth 5 points, chesed is a point and a half, and we add it up, that's how many points you have. But it's a whole tzura. And understanding it that way is something which gives a different, it gives a whole different meaning to our avoda. And understanding why it's important that the person have a certain circle that he can say, on this and this darga, there's an element of having the pieces together by me, because at that darga he now has the covenant of Eretz of that darga, he has the ziv of that darga, he has the tzuras Adam of that darga, and then there's the understanding of the entire picture. Shleimus Adam lies in the lev nishba v'nitke bipnim, understanding that when he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, he understands what he has not and what he is not. And that the Heron himself is a shleimus. just like bris milah is not disfiguring for us, but being kairis bris in our busta takash baruch is the shleimus adam. The Greeks saw it as disfigurement, because let's say I would be, let's say I want to be a citizen, I want to proclaim loyalty to a melech basav adam by cutting off an earlobe. That would be disfigurement. It would be an act of disfiguring myself. Bris milah is an act of being mashal myself. By making myself a kli, kibul kapa kadosh baruch hu, my kli becomes shalom, the tzur becomes shalom. And klapi chitzonius, the shleimus of mice of a person is the shleimus of a person. So a person needs, besides the cheshvan nefesh on pratim, on of mitzvahs, a person needs a certain sense of, is there a tzur that's put it together? And includes the entire gamut of the maizim tovim, the mitzvahs, the davening, the feeling, the interaction with people, the tzura of the person, his levush, his nechbadus, the entire range of things. Is there a level at which I could say there's an adam there, an adam that's not a balmum? And then there's the Rabbi Saul said, the Yisrael Rabbi Saul, they complained, they told Rabbi Saul that if people learn musa, they're not going to become gedolim. To which his reply was, in halacha, if you have a sholem or a gadol in terms of brachas and metzias hapas, you make the bracha over the sholem, not the gadol. In other words, but the tzura is a tzura shleima. There's not the proud as the person is a giant in Torah, a hara midas and okay in davening. There's a certain tzura klolis that fits the entire person together. Anything other than that it smells of mum, of being about mum. It's not how much you have, but you're mum. The things don't come together in one surah. And the mitzad, the panemius of a person, adraba, the sense of being nothing, the sense of being empty, the sense of waiting, of being there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill him with Teichen, that's the shleimus of Tzuras Adam, mitzad, the panemius of a person.